time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Humboldt County is known for many things, some bad and some good. One of the good attributes is the ability of our citizens to get along and help one another in time of need, whether it is an individual or a group needing physical, psychological, or financial assistance. How many times have we read letters of thanks written to the local newspaper? Sometimes these letters come from people residing outside of our area, travelers who might have received roadside assistance or even the replacement of lost merchandise or personal belongings. What makes it so interesting is the diversity of the county residents. If a person needs help, they are not examined beforehand as to race, religion, politics, or status in society. Although I am pleased whenever I hear of well-intentioned deeds, I am troubled when I hear about the intolerance of some of our citizens with our elected officials. It seems that some citizens are disgruntled with decisions being made by our Humboldt County supervisors regarding the general plan, and threats of bodily injury and or death have been made. We know, as good citizens should, that such threats are illegal and they are also immoral. Ask yourself the question, what do violent threats accomplish? Is it right to attempt to scare a person into submission, to rule in fear rather than through thoughtful exchanges of ideas and opinions? Even though I have mentioned the Board of Supervisors, it doesn't stop there. No elected official or his or her family should be threatened with bodily harm. If you have a difference of opinion with an elected official, let the person know through a phone call, an email, a letter, or make an appointment to meet face to face. With a level head and a logical argument, you might learn something, or you just might educate the elected official. Mutual respect is something that goes deeper than differences of opinion. If you want to do violence to every person that you disagree with, you have a problem. Although I have never held an elected position, time and again during my life on this earth, I have dealt with people whom I don't particularly care for or agree with, but I don't hate them. I have had respect for them because of their civility and their knowledge. When communicating with an elected official, you can always let the official know that you might heartily disagree with him or her, and that you will keep this in mind at the next election. One thing the politician understands is the power of a vote. Let's keep our cool and rise to these occasions with dignity, logic, and common sense. That is what I consider to be a good Humboldt County citizen, and I am sure that there are many of you out there. Fred Nelson for a Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.